A call for global standards for agricultural sustainability. Up next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. A British farmer has suggestions for a more sustainable agriculture. Patrick Holden founded the Sustainable Food Trust in the UK. He'd like to see a system of universal standards for valuing sustainable ag practices above and beyond market prices.
It's really important that we put a price on these externalities, both positive and negative. But before we do that, we need to measure them. And in an ideal world, we need to measure them using a common framework so that I could go onto a farm in New England or in the Corn Belt or wherever and say, what is your sustainability assessment on climate, nature, and social outcomes? And the language and the measurement framework we would be using would be the same.
Holden says regenerative ag practices are added value.
Not only do we not cause the damage by practicing a better farming system, but also we are not being rewarded for the positive externalities, the recreated soil capital and carbon, the biodiversity and the improvements in human health, which our farming systems and the people who eat our food will experience. And it seems to me that until we correct that, we're going to remain relatively marginal.
Holden appeared in the Food Talk podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.